It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
How common is this in April to be in the 30s?
Seems like we'll get a
pretty unusual.
Seems like we'll get a really cold day though in April, just about every year.
Yeah,
I thought the weather had broken it for good this year.
At least a cold morning. Let me say that we don't have too many days where the high is 40 in April, but we'll get a chilly morning.
Okay, so we've always wanted to talk about this on the air. Sex with Chinese.
Okay.
Never thought about it.
The U.S. government has banned American government personnel in China, as well as family members and contractors with security clearances, from any romantic or sexual relationships with the Chinese.
Is that part of the tariff deal?
I guess so. There's now tariff on an ejaculate.
Oh,
jeez,
dude.
Man. What?
What's wrong with you?
That's medical.
It's Monday morning.
Yes, but
can we,
medical.
Can you not ease into the week?
Yes. So, and this is not just, you can't have sexual relationships with Chinese spies. This says even Chinese citizens.
That's kind of weird.
It's a non-fraternization policy.
Why?
And we really haven't had one since the Cold War. And usually it's for American diplomats. But now they've expanded it to just any American government personnel, their family members, as well as contractors, American contractors that have any sort of security clearance. They can't date the Chinese. So how does that work on Chinese Tinder? I mean, you can't filter out Chinese, can you?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Figured you'd know all about Chinese Tinder.
I have
Tinder.
No idea. You bring it up weekly. So you're the expert.
What if I ever brought up Chinese Tinder?
You bring up Tinder all the time. It's like your big go-to.
Does this have anything to do with the movie Red Corner starring Richard Gere?
I never heard of
never
that.
Saw
what
it.
Is that?
It was a great movie where he played an American businessman, I believe, not a diplomat, but he had a night with a woman from China while in China, and then he got arrested, and it was a whole international political prisoner thing because he was seeking Chinese sex.
No, that was harshly put, but when did this come out, last year?
No, 1997.
Oh, my gosh. This, you know, this was very common back in the Cold War days when you weren't allowed to do anything with Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Which, those Russians, you know, they have all those hot spies. The ones I see always have hot spies in movies. You know?
It's got to be accurate.
It's
in the movies.
Because it's accurate movies. And, but then that went away in 1991. Now, until the new ban that happened, this new ban, U.S. personnel in China were required to report any intimate contact with the Chinese to their supervisors. So people would have to go in on Monday morning and to their boss and say, hey, look, I just want to report second base, and there's a little bit of third base, but she said it was a bad time, and so...
God.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
It's so uncomfortable to talk to you.
A lot of people didn't understand the story until I gave
the
illustration.
I bet you 1% of employees reported their weekend dalliances.
Right. No one reports messing around with the Chinese to their boss.
Or anybody.
Well, I'm talking about in this case here. But yes. So, that's a little bit of lovemaking news. And other lovemaking news... We've talked about this before. Astronauts do stuff up in space.
No way.
Of an intimate nature.
No way.
Well, I read a piece of a guy who was friends with a woman who worked for NASA. And I think she works on, like, the ground, you know, mission
space
control
force.
People. And talking about the possibility of have people up in space done it. And she says that they can hear everything here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy writing the article is like, wait a second. So you're talking about every expulsion of gas, every hiccup, every diarrhea situation. You hear all of that? She said, yeah. We hear every bit of it because they're so closely monitored. So we ask her, well, have you heard people doing stuff to each other or to themselves? And she said, and she looked down at her plate. They were having lunch and said, I can't comment. Now, to do that kind of act in space with two people, extremely difficult because there's no bumping and grinding without pushing each other in opposite directions, and then you float
right,
off.
Right.
The other big problem is for the man that is male in assignment at birth.
Mm-hmm. A male.
I'm uncomfortable with that term. There is the issue of
really uncomfortable.
The aforementioned thing that you guys told me to ease into Monday about.
Right.
That word.
Yeah. Right.
Immaculate. Except it's pronounced differently.
Ejaculate.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
Is that what happens in that situation? Because you're going to have to, I think if you make the mess, you got to clean it up and you got to chase down droplets that are floating all over the space station.
Mm-hmm.
These are all great points that you're making.
They're not points, they're considerations.
Gravity
that we have
is,
to have patriotically.
Gravity is lovemaking's friend.
Is that a drop or did you just say
no,
that?
No, I just said that.
Oh.
Hot sports opinions.
And it's true.
Yes.
You need gravity to have sweet lovemaking.
Well, we had that couple, Sunita, well, they're not a couple, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, a couple of astronauts that aren't a couple, but they are of lovemaking age. Did they do anything up there?
They were there for 8 months?
10 months.
Almost 10 months. No, I bet they didn't.
It. Why not?
They had too much space work to do.
And they were knew
childish.
They were being monitored.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got to do what you got to do. I mean, the horny makes you do crazy stuff.
Another great point.
They may have had some fun with themselves, but I don't think they had fun with each other.
Butch Wilmore just... Don't listen!
God.
Mark it down, tip sheet. Worst ODAC
This is about
show.
Science.
This is the worst one.
He has to mark that down if George asks for it.
Yeah. This is about official science.
Put it down. April 7th is where we hit rock bottom on the ODAC.
You know you lose bone density while you're up there.
Yep.
Do you lose boner density? Don't mark it down. Don't mark down that this is dumb.
Don't mark down.
This is good.
He's just adding on to it.
Mark it down that it's good.
Just adding on to it.
You also can have your fingernails just fall off.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Why?
I don't know. That's a weird side effect of
no gravity.
Zero gravity. It's so strange. And you get muscle wasting.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you get taller? Remember the twins?
No. I thought you got shorter.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought the one who lived up in space didn't have gravity pressing down on his skeletal system, so it started expanding. It was like a...
Came back 7 foot.
It's like a koi in a pond. It just keeps growing, depending on the size of the pond.
You're right. Astronaut Scott Kelly returned to the United States 2 inches taller.
See there?
Wow.
Two inches taller.
Now, I don't know that lasted once gravity got a hold of his spine.
Did it say taller or longer?
Taller.
Okay. All right, but Grex in space isn't so crazy when you think about this, Giorgio. Did you know that 60% of people have workplace romances? Wouldn't you think the space station is no exception? It's a workplace for them.
But it's space. It's not your typical workplace.
How do you know?
And how many?
Another great point.
How many workplace romances would happen if they knew their bosses were monitoring every sound and anything they did.
Yeah. Oh, probably yeah, because it makes it hotter.
Probably
so
zero.
So it's even higher.
0%.
Oh, you got to think differently, I think, there. So anyway, that's the 250-mile high club that we're discussing. Hmm. And finally, more science.
That was science?
Yeah, that was total science. Mark that down under total science.
Yes, science!
Rats are getting bigger. And this story was set in Birmingham, England. But they're talking about the changes in eating habits of rats have made their size go through the roof. And they're basically the size of cats here. It says that they can grow up to 40 centimeters long now.
Damn.
So a foot is what, 30 centimeters? So this is a foot and a third,
mm-hmm.
which is Whoa. 4 inches. Which is 16 Whoa. Inches. That's a 16-inch long rat. And this is without the tail. It's
disgusting.
That's pre-tail.
Why? Because they're eating all the ridiculous food that we eat now? All
Almost
the processed
foot
food?
And a half long. Yes. It's the high-calorie food waste that they have access to. And in this particular area, a lot of them are turning to cannibalism. They eat each other. And they're getting bigger that way. So they're getting big enough now to where they are will attack pets and children.
Whoa.
And they have no natural predators, I guess, except for humans.
Kitty cats.
I don't know if a cat's going to mess with a foot and a half long rat.
You don't think?
No.
No, they'll take a little mouse.
Yeah. Cat looks at that and goes, that's all right, I'll wait for the next one. Something a little smaller.
Do we need rats? What do they do in the ecosystem?
Good question. I think that they exist to be food for other things, right? But then if we don't have rats, then why would we need snakes and stuff?
Right.
Because the only reason I
rat snakes
tolerate rat snakes around the place is because they get rid of rats.
Right. Yeah, I've always thought we could do away with mosquitoes, and I know bats and other things eat mosquitoes, but they'll find something else to eat.
Yeah. Fruit.
Yeah, everybody.
Fruit bats.
Everybody can find something else to eat if it means we get rid of things like rats and mosquitoes that are just nothing but a nuisance and don't contribute.
I do want to nominate this for the dumbest ODEC ever.
Not that last point I made.
That everybody else will find something
minutes.
Else to eat.
The stuff I said was great.
Nuh-uh.
Now, the stuff you said
Mark
in the ODEC.
First 8 minutes
dumb.
Made it
Belay
an
that order.
No. Game.
Mark down
no,
everything I said
he
is
doesn't
great.
Have authority to overturn an order of mine. Everything I said was great.
Jeez.
And now, you know the rest of this story.
You don't know anything.
Yeah,
trying,
you
don't know a damn
yes,
thing
do.
After all this.
I put a good
you
bow on it so it made everything before it sound good.
You don't know
so don't try to make that your new signature sign-off either.
Why, it's available now.
That will always be Paul Harvey's.
The end.